Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Dean of Magellan in the island of Mactan long time ago, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, 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 and welcome to WMFO in Medford to the Everything Show with Annika and Imaya. All right. So, welcome to our very first screening of our show, The Everything Show. My name's Amaya.
My name's Annika.
And we would like to introduce ourselves. So we are both freshmen and we went to the same high school.
In the Philippines, called the International School of Manila.
Fun fact, we've known each other since the fourth grade. Yeah, so it's pretty fun. We're gonna give some like background story about like living in the Philippines.
Yeah, basically I grew up in the Philippines all my life, but I'm half Chinese. And Maya?
I'm half American, half Filipino. I was born in the States, but I moved to the Philippines when I was 5. And I've basically been living there my whole life, except for 3 years in middle school where I lived in India.
Yeah, so basically, just to recap on our show, since it's our first show, and if you guys are listening in, then welcome. Our show is basically just going to be about anything and everything we feel. So we want to have some ASMR sessions. We're going to have a lot of cool guests on. Actually, today we're going to have 2 special guests, which we'll be introducing later on. Yeah. So yeah, bear with us.
Bear with us. This is our very first show. So yeah, now we're going to call our first special guest. His name is Pepe Camacho. Why don't we call him and we'll allow him to introduce himself.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't we video call him? So it's kind of funny. Oh yeah, he lives in Hong Kong, so we're calling him on Messenger because he can't do that. So why don't I turn him on? Hello, Peps?
Yeah.
Wait. Peps, can you talk? Can you hear us? Can you?
Yes, I can.
Chat, Annika, if you can hear us.
Can you hear him?
I can hear you guys.
Can you hear him? Oh, what the heck? Why can't? Okay,
I guess
Peps and Annika will have a conversation.
Okay, I hope everyone else in the station can hear us. Okay, so Pepe, introduce yourself.
Hello?
Introduce yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Pepe. I'm also from the Philippines. And fun fact, I am Annika's significant other.
Oh,
okay. I'm here in Hong Kong, quite far, but you know, just having a good time. And that's it. Yeah.
Okay, so our first topic of discussion, Pepe has recently watched the Joker movie. So for those of you who haven't watched the movie, Pepe, can you please give them a quick summary of what it's about and who the main actor is for this movie?
Okay, so for those of you who are not familiar with the Joker, he is Batman's like main supervillain. He's like the person that always gets in Batman's head and like like a villain that Batman had to like struggle with for like throughout his years.
Okay,
and,
wait, Babs, can you define what galing means?
Galing?
Didn't you say galing?
No, I said villain.
Okay, for those viewers, galing in Tagalog, which is the Filipino language, means good.
Okay, yeah. Continue, Babs. Like,
yeah. Okay, anyway, yeah. So, the Joker is about... So basically, like, the Batman movie just showed the Joker and the Batman's, like, fight, like, to save Gotham City. But this particular movie is just about the antagonist himself and, like, how he, fell into, like, a mental illness and, like, how he became the Joker. So, in my opinion, it was, like, one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
So, okay, so... Yeah. A controversial opinion on this movie is, who is better, in your opinion, Heath Ledger or... the new actor. I think his name is Joaquin something.
Not Joaquin sure. Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, there you go. So in your opinion, who performed better?
Here's the thing. Like, it's difficult to judge both actors because the role of Joker in both movies is so different. So, for example, like in the Batman movie, as I said, Joker was like mainly portrayed as the villain, like trying to kill a lot of people and bring wrath to Gotham City. But this particular movie was just about the Joker himself. So I would say as a villain, Heath Ledger had like a better performance in comparison to Joaquin Phoenix. But in terms of like personifying the Joker and like his mental illness and his descent into darkness, I think Joaquin Phoenix did like a really great job. So
awesome. And yeah. Okay, tell me one of the conspiracies you had about the movie. Because personally, when I watched the movie myself, it seemed the narrative was a little bit like unreal and it didn't seem realistic, especially to the movie of Batman in itself. So what, in your opinion, were your conspiracies about what happened and what transpired throughout the movie?
Well, Annika, I think you hit the nail on the hammer because, like you said, Joaquin Phoenix throughout the movie is quite an unreliable narrator. Like, there are a lot of things that we thought that happened, but like didn't actually happen. So, for example, like the woman that he fell in love with, this girl, I forgot her name. I think it was Sophie. Like, we saw scenes with the both of them, like walking around the city and like, you know, exploring the city together, like in this relationship. However, after a while, like the movie showed that Joker wasn't really with anyone at the time. Like he was just imagining this thing like in his head, this scenario. So he's quite an unreliable like narrator, which is why one of the most one of the conspiracy theories that are going around is that nothing actually in the movie happened. Like it was all just playing out in Joker's head. And like this is like supported by like there were a lot of clocks in the movie, and like in the background it would be seen that the time on the clock was 11:11, which is like sort of believed to be like how do you say this, like a time in like where you make a wish. So it's like a time, like
it's a superstitious where, like, time,
it's a superstitious time basically. Yeah. So like the fact that like all the clocks were set to 11:11, like in most of the scenes, like just highlights how everything could have been like in a dream state and like not actually real. So that's one conspiracy theory that I had to, you know, think about.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pepe, for tuning in. Do you have any fun facts about yourself that you want to share before you leave?
Fun facts about myself? Wow, this is cool. Okay. I know how to speak Latin. That's one.
That is false. So that false is so facts. False.
Okay, this is the Everything Show. We don't want to hate on our guests here. And also my full name is Jose Mario Alejandro and my nickname's Pepe, so it's kind of like a stretch, but like, you know, if you want to hear why my name's Pepe, like maybe tune in some other time.
Yeah. Oh jeez.
Okay, yeah.
Also, fun fact, Amaya is my best friend and Annika's my girlfriend. Is that
oh
so
yeah,
cool?
It's a really fun dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peps is my best friend from high school. He's been dating Annika, and now Annika and I are at the same university doing a radio show together. So, love triangle.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, bye, Peps. Thank you.
Thank you so much, okay. Pepe.
Thanks for having
bye,
me,
sleep
guys.
Sleep tight. Oh, yeah, by the way, in Hong Kong, it's 1:13 a.m.
Yeah, so he stayed up to be a guest on our show.
Yeah,
so
thanks, Peps.
Let's all support.
Of course. Okay. Have fun, guys.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Shout outs to my boy, my boys back in Manila, Wessie, Seb, Anton, Honte, and my two boys, Raf and Hanro. I miss you guys. I'll see you soon.
Alright, thanks, Jeps.
Alright, bye.
Bye, sleep tight. Good night.
Okay, so,
right.
So finished with the first interview that we've had on the show.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
So, but you know what, Annika, talking about the Joker, it kind of got me in the Halloween spirit.
That is true. And Halloween is literally just around the corner, only 2 weeks away.
Yeah. So since we are from the Philippines, Annika, I kind of wanted to like introduce the Medford audience to some Filipino ghost stories. Do you have one?
Yes, I am equipped with so many Filipino ghost stories. So before I segue into this super insanely cool story that I always share as an icebreaker when I meet new people, let me just say that many of you listening, if you people are even listening, will not believe anything I'm gonna say, but you know, it's fine. Like, just listen and like immerse yourself in the story for the fun of it. But essentially in the Philippines, we have this mythical folk character called a duende, and essentially a duende translates to a dwarf, or imagine kind of like a garden gnome, which is what I picture in my head. So this story revolves around my eldest brother. His name is Jay. Shout out to Jay, who is not listening right now, but still, he's cool. Oh yeah, Jay studies in Berklee College of Music, and we're gonna invite him onto the show sometime to play some of his original songs, so that's exciting. But essentially, when he was a young kid, Jay always loved to play with this one gigantic tree in our backyard. And every day he would climb this tree and he would spend hours outside playing with it. Until one day he fell unexpectedly sick and no one could really identify why he was sick and why they couldn't heal him with normal like flu ailments or medications that the doctors prescribed to him. So my dad and mom were super worried. So they reached out to a bunch of their friends and one of my dad's coworkers suggested a witch doctor. So, okay, everyone's like, what the heck is a witch doctor? Right. So in the Philippines, witchcraft is very prominent in certain regions and communities. And a witch doctor is, yeah, especially there's just one place called Sikihor. Anyways, yeah. So a witch doctor kind of, yeah,
they
delves.
Call upon the spirits.
Yeah, they call upon the spirits. They delve into like the witchcraft.
They use like energies.
Yeah,
they're very like voodoo oriented.
Exactly. I don't really know how to describe them, but my dad, who is a Catholic, we're a Catholic family, was so desperate, and even though it's against our religion to contact witch doctors, he still reached out to one. So it was 9 p.m. when the witch doctor had arrived. And my brother was fast asleep. And the only people that were awake were my mom, dad, and my aunt and uncle who were staying with us at that time.
Yeah.
And so the witch doctor comes in and what he has is a third eye. And for those of you that don't know, a third eye basically allows you to see ghosts. Or that's what they so-called say. And so the minute he walked into our home, he noticed the tree that my brother would play on every day and said, oh, this is the source of your son's sickness. And so he basically explained that duendes resided in this tree and liked to play with my brother. So in order to get rid of all these duendes, he poured chicken blood and salt around the tree. And as he was pouring chicken blood and salt around the tree, apparently, according to my dad, the witch doctor said that most of the duendes had disappeared except for one duende who basically was evil, I guess you could say, but he didn't want to leave my brother alone. So this is where the story kind of gets really like crazy. In order to get rid of the duende, the witch doctor had to perform a possession where essentially he transported the duende into the body of another individual who was not blood related to my brother. So, of course, my uncle had to volunteer because my dad and my mom and my aunt couldn't volunteer since they were blood related to my brother and my uncle was only related by law. So what he did was he possessed my uncle with the spirit of the duende and tortured him. But this sounds so bad. Okay, he didn't torture him in the sense like he whipped him or he physically like
abused him,
but it's a saying in Philippine like witchcraft that if you're possessed, the greatest form of torture and pain is if you stick a pencil in between your middle and index finger and twist it. So as he performed this act of torture, he kept telling the demon, oh sorry, not the demon, the duende to leave. So eventually the duende couldn't take the pain anymore and left and flee the tree, and all was good except for the fact that my uncle couldn't have his third eye closed until 2 weeks later. So yeah, during that time and period of 2 weeks, it was like very scary for my family because my uncle would be having these attacks and would be and proclaimed to see a bunch of ghosts and all of these stuff. So yeah, at the end of the day, like they had to order like a priest to come and bless our home. But that is the crazy Filipino story. And if you don't believe it, that's totally acceptable and fine. Like 80% of the people I tell that story to don't believe it.
Like, yeah. Like even I'm half Filipino and my mom is from, I don't know if you guys have heard about the Benaue Rice Terraces, but they were once one of the seven wonders in the world. And my mom comes from like a small indigenous like village, like 45 minutes from there. And so up there, they're really into like voodoo magic stuff. And like, I don't know, I've been like, I haven't really grown up in that culture, but I have been accustomed to it just because my mom is from there and we do go up and visit them. But yeah. Like, I personally don't really. I think it's a cool story, though.
It is a cool story. And so, speaking of Halloween and on that theme, we just want to say that FSU, the Filipino Society in Tufts, is having a Halo Halo bonding on October 26th, where we pass out halo halo, which is basically
it's a Filipino ice cream dessert. It's basically our version. I don't know if you guys have ever had Korean shaved ice.
Yeah.
It's basically the Filipino version of that. And I know it sounds gross. It's like, it's shaved ice. It's ube ice cream, which is basically the Filipino version of sweet potato. It's ube ice cream. You have like corn kernels in there. You have like jello.
You have condensed milk.
You have beans.
But trust, it's really good.
It's really good.
It's really good. You guys have to come through.
I know it's a little weird, but yeah, just plugging in FSU or Hala Hala Bonding on the 26th of October from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Feel free to drop by anytime. So now, we also want to talk about our Halloween costumes.
Right, where yeah. I have no original ideas.
Okay, so, you know, I wanted to do something funny because I try my best to be a funny person. But, like, I couldn't really think of anything. So then I was like, okay, you know what? What is a holiday that's coming up? Oh, Christmas, you know? So what if I juke everyone and come to Halloween as Santa and it'll be like Christmas came early? So that's what I'm doing.
Also in the Philippines, we all prepare for Christmas during October. Like
no, in September. September 1st.
You're right, September.
Because it's a very Christian country. Mm-hmm. So they have this whole like 100 days till Christmas celebration. So by September in the malls, they are playing Christmas songs. They are selling Christmas merch.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, by the way, just a reminder that if you haven't gotten your Halloween costumes together, neither have I, so we're on the same team.
You know what you could do? You could go down to the craft center and make your own
costume,
or you can head down to Davis. I know Buffalo Exchange and Goodwill, they do have actual Halloween costumes.
They do. They have an apple. You can be an apple for Halloween.
Yeah. What else? Oh, yeah, it's Jason in the Mindo. Sorry. So, yeah. I know people on my floor, what are they doing? Oh, they're being stars. They're going, like, not, like, celebrity stars, like, legitimate stars.
Like, actually constellations in the sky.
Okay, not constellations, but, like, they're just wearing a bunch of, like, star-printed stuff. They're going to be, like, a galaxy because it's, like, six of them that are doing it. And then one of the guys on our floor is, like, going to get an alien costume.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just want to do a little music intermission.
Yeah.
This song is called California by the Lagoons. If you don't know it, it's super dope.
Okay.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs. So shout out to Pepe, by the way, for showing me this song. Okay.
Here goes.
Thank you.
All right, hope you enjoyed that song by The Lagoons. Now it's time for a PSA brought to you by WMFO in Medford, seatbelt safety. No matter what it takes, it's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Do what you have to do to make sure your kids are wearing seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. So, thank God for PSAs. What can we do without them? So, now, since we had so much fun having Peps as a guest star on our show, we have decided to invite another guest star who should be calling in shortly. So why don't we give him a little introduction while we wait.
Right. So his name is Luca Romaldez. He is one of our closest friends back at home. He studies at Dartmouth. I don't know where that is, but it's near here.
It's in Hanover.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Hanover, New Hampshire. Yes, he is a Darty boy. He is an Ivy League boy, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. So I hope everyone right now is actually having a fantastic day. I don't know. Today, the weather is really nice. Like, I am a perpetually cold person, so I decided to cold train myself preparing for winter because I don't think I can handle the cold. So anyways. Oh, yeah.
So basically in 2 weeks ago, probably at the end of September, Annika got into wearing her big winter jacket already.
From North Face. Shout out North Face.
So I mean, I get it. It's cold, it's windy, but I don't know. I was a little worried that she was already wearing her winter stuff in September. So being the friend that I am, started to make fun of her, and now she's wearing a skirt.
Yes, and it is windy outside, so I'm actually kind of cold, but you know, yeah. Gotta be strong.
I mean, yeah, like I'm wearing jeans. I'm wearing jeans and
okay,
a sweater.
Okay, but you don't get cold, bro.
Yeah. Well, Oh, also, if you didn't know, the heaters in the dorms are now on.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they are on.
Yay.
Find the little knob that says 1 to 5, 5 strongest, 1 is lowest. I put mine down to lowest and we still have our window open because it does get hot in the rooms. So, yeah.
And if you're having a bad day, can I just say, Uber Eats and watch Gossip Girl. That is what I did yesterday. I wasn't having a bad day, but I just felt like being alone, you know? So I decided I didn't want to walk to the canteen. So I ordered Uber Eats and then I watched Gossip Girl until 3 a.m. and it was really fun.
Where'd you get Uber Eats from?
The app, dude.
No. As in like
I got sweet greens. It was a salad, but it was good.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing about Annika. Like, she eats like a rabbit.
It's not true.
It is. Like, I had lunch with her today, and she had leaves and a veggie patty.
I had chicken, though. I had chicken.
And hummus, and, like, that's it. And then I had, like, this whole, like, Mexican bowl that was pretty good.
Whatever Lush is.
It is 1:30. We told Luca to call us at 1:30.
I don't even know. I feel like we're not entertaining, but it's fine.
It's totally fine. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm texting Luca. Hello, where are you? We are not allowed to have dead air on. So why don't I read another PSA? Also, by the way, we have a massive binder of just PSAs.
Ooh, do this one. This one sounds good.
Organ donation PSA. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do. Especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through the state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.dot.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you don't have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissue for transplant. Ooh, tissue. Okay. fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are unable to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Ooh, we're educational now.
Now, we want to actually, while waiting for Luca, introduce an original song that one of our friends...
Oh, wait, he's calling!
Oh, he's calling!
Yay!
Never mind!
A pretty dumb student, so.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh gosh. Why is it squeaking? Okay, wait, Luca? Whoa. Wait, Annika, put those headphones on and talk.
Whoa.
You can hear yourself.
My voice is so loud. Wait, Luca,
I don't think you are online.
Okay. Wait. Quick intermission. We're gonna have Luca call us on Messenger instead.
Wait, bro, but low-key is working.
I mean, what the heck?
Oh, it's working now. I can hear Luca.
Yeah, it's working. Okay, Luca, we're just going to restart that whole segment. So basically...
Restart.
Welcome, Luca. You are not allowed to swear on air or talk about drugs or alcohol. Luca is one of our really good friends from high school, and he goes to Dartmouth, blah, 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 blah. I kind of messed up on the phone, so your microphone wasn't on, so whatever you said... was not being heard.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was bomb.
Luca, it was my first time. Okay, how is Dartmouth, bro?
Yeah, tell us about Dartmouth being so isolated and in a place I don't know.
Leaving out the drugs and alcohol. The weekends are pretty chill. There are dry parties for those who don't want to drink and want to enjoy those kinds of festivities.
Yeah.
Very open to that audience as well.
Jeez.
So it's been nice.
Okay.
You know.
Do you want to talk about your roommate situation? Because I find it interesting how you have a single, yet you do have a roommate still.
Yeah. So I was lucky. I got a two-room double. Basically, what that means is, like, there's one bigger room that, like, the doorway enters into. And then there's one smaller room that's on the side of the bigger room. And, like, there's a door in between each one, so we get our own privacy and stuff like that, yeah.
Nice. Lush, when was the last time you did laundry?
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Annika, do you have any questions?
Okay, Luca, why don't you give some of our listeners a bit of a lesson on Filipino slang, but leave out the swear words.
Oh yeah, do you have any
Filipino slang?
What's your most Pinoy thing that you say?
Well, there's this thing that I learned in Puerto Galera, like in one of like the CWW trips, which are like ISM, like the international school in the Philippines. Like, we have this thing called CWW, where, like, we go on an excursion to, like, some school far away in the province.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this, like, thing that, like, a game that we played with the students that they taught us. Like, they'd say bombets, and they'd, like, flick your ear. It was, like, a really weird game. I think they just made it up to, like, torture us and, like, flick our ears. But I just found it funny. And the word is pretty funny as well.
Do you miss your mom?
Yeah, I do miss my mom.
Do you want to shout out Tita Sandy?
Yeah, Tita Sandy is the best.
Oh, yeah, that's another
shout
thing.
Shout out
in the,
mama.
Okay. In the Philippines, when you're addressing a friend's mom, you put Tita in front, which basically means aunt. But in the Philippines, culture there, it's just very, like, loving and welcoming. So basically any older woman figure that you're addressing, you have to add Tita. And if it's a male, you say Tito.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Right. Oh, what else do you miss about home?
I miss my brothers.
Oh, yeah, Luca, they're okay, they're three brothers, and the youngest one is named Nico, and he's so adorable.
Yeah, I got to call them today, so it was nice.
Aw, cute.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna try. Okay, Luca, why don't you introduce Cloud9 to everyone, because we want to...
Cloud9.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shoot. Okay, we can play it. We can play it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Just introduce,
so
like, who
Cloud9
made it. Yeah, go.
Is, like, the producer is one of our friends, and the rappers are our friends as well. I got to do a few ad-libs on the track, so if you hear a few skirts or, like, mama or, like, Philippe, that's me, just so you know.
Yeah.
Cool.
I wasn't featured, though, so, you know, I don't get the respect that I deserve. But it's a good song. It's a chill vibe. And I hope you enjoy. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so playing Cloud9 by Juan Periquet, Kaki, Cub Fukue, and produced by Luis Villanueva. Okay.
Oh,
Maya.
Wait, wait.
Fail.
Okay, I'm here. Yes, it's playing.
Do I leave the station?
I mean, we can just mute you. You can still be on call, though.
What?
Do you want to stay on call?
And listen to the song.
Yeah.
Everyone can hear it. Look at
I cry.
Take me back to where the ocean is blue. And I lay there with you.
Hello?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sorry. What happened? Oh, sorry, guys.
Shoot.
Take me back to where the ocean is blue, and I lay there with you.
Okay, sorry guys, that was such a fail. It kept, I was playing an ad. It
but
was...
we're trying to plug like a high school, like classmate of ours, and it's just not working.
I don't know if this is, I think this is the same problem.
Oh yeah, it's cause preview, huh? Oh, try the one down. Wait, that one. Try that one. Oh no, it's only 30 seconds also.
Okay guys, this is such a fail. Oh, we're so sorry.
So basically, you could hear the first part of that song, and it sounds pretty chill. It is, so a bunch of the people in that song are a year above us, and a lot of the lyrics are based on their senior trip where they went to Bali.
Okay, here we go. It'll play now.
No, it won't. It's 29 seconds long, that clip.
What the? This is so weird. Okay, guys, I don't know what's going on. Never mind. We're just not going to play it because this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, okay, so,
Here, what song? Let's pick a different song.
Yeah, let's pick a different song.
What's it? Oh, let's just play a bunch of just really Filipino songs. Play like Manila.
Okay, this is a great song.
Yeah.
So this song is basically about Hot Dog. It's by this guy named Hot Dog.
Okay.
It's basically about life in Manila, and the lyrics just talk about how there's no place that compares to home. So it makes me a bit nostalgic, but okay, let's play it.
Enjoy.
Maraming beses na kitang nilayasan. Iniwanan na ibang pinuntahan. Parang babaeng ang hirap talagang malimutan. Ikaw lamang ang aking laging pinabalikan.
keep coming back to Manila. Simply ain't no place like Manila. Manila, I'm coming home. I walk the streets of San Francisco. I've tried to ride in Disneyland. Dated a million girls in Sydney. Somehow I feel like I don't belong. Hina hana, hanap kita Manila. Ang ingay mong kay sarap sa tenga. Mga jeepney mong nagliliparan. Mga babae mong nagagandahan. Take me back in your arms, Manila. And promise me you'll never let go. Promise me you'll never let go. Manila, Manila. I keep coming back to Manila. Simply ain't no place like Manila. Manila, I'm coming home.
That is a wrap for Manila by Hot Dog, which is a really good song. Okay. Also, quick shout out to our Uber driver, Golden, who we met last
on Friday. Oh, yeah, we can talk about Friday. So, Friday, Harvard and MIT put together an intercultural gathering on a boat, which was actually really fun for a bunch of like international students to go to. So we took an Uber down to Seaport, and our Uber driver was very friendly. He would switch channels if we did not know the songs that were playing,
yeah,
so
really
that we could
fun.
Sing along. So shout out to him. Get you an Uber driver that does that. They're the GOAT.
So let's go, Golden.
what else happened? We can talk about homecoming and your experience with homecoming, because I don't think you really did anything.
Okay, so basically, in the Philippines, I've never experienced, there's literally no such thing as homecoming. All we have are like Friday, like night lights, which is basically sport events that happen on a Friday. But yeah, so I was never exposed to that culture. But here, everyone was talking about homecoming, like, yeah, let's go to homecoming. Yeah, I literally slept until like 1 and then woke up, ate, and then slept again. So I didn't do anything for homecoming, but Amaya actually did.
Yeah, so for homecoming, I actually woke up late too. I woke up at 11, kind of stayed in bed, had a slow morning, and a bunch of people on my floor were at the carnival right next to the football field. So I decided to hop down and join them for that. There was an inflatable obstacle course. They had, ooh, have you guys seen Wipeout? Okay, anyway, Wipeout is this TV show that is like a bunch of obstacle courses on water, and it's really funny to watch people like wipe out. Highly recommend the show. It's a great family bonding activity. Used to watch it with my dad all the time. Anyway, on the second round, they would have these really tall, like just like pillars that you would stand on, and in the middle there was a rotating wee 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 like bar, and then you would have to jump over it or like duck under it. So they had one of those at the carnival, which was really fun. They also had face painting for free and balloon animals for free. So I got a dolphin on my cheek, and I also got a rabbit hat, which I still have in my room and plan to keep until it just slowly deflates. What else? Oh, the grill station was pretty good. Whenever there's sports, Tufts has grill stations, and you can either play with cash or Venmo, which is super convenient. And also, I'm gluten-free, so I had to get a hot dog without the bun. And the girl was like, hey, since you're not getting a bun, here's another hot dog. So I basically had two hot dogs for the price of one. Shout out to her. Thank you for accommodating my intestines. What else? Ooh, the burgers do look good there, though. They have, like, nice grill marks, you know, like the Maillard effect. You know that thing in cooking where it's, like, the meat has to sear so that it gets color and that's where the flavor... I think it's called, like, the Maillard reaction.
I have no idea, but that makes sense.
Anyway, the burgers have those. Okay, while I was waiting in line for food, I was also approached by this guy who had, like, a mic and a video camera and was like, hey, would you be down to participate in this interview, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, sure. So now I'm actually featured on Tufts, like, Instagram page talking about school spirit at homecoming. So that was really interesting. Sent that to my parents. They were really impressed that as a freshman I was there. And I was kind of like, eh.
Wow.
Wow, I'm super famous now, basically. But it was also like, eh. But, like, whatever. Yeah.
Right. So, anyways, we're going to wrap up our show in 2 minutes. But, yeah, we just wanted to say thanks for listening to us, if anyone was, to those of you who were. For us, on our first show, we were kind of disorganized and just kept talking about random stuff.
But, you know, it's a freeform radio.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. But
whatever. Also, we kind of messed up the soundboard for a little bit, but it's fine.
Yeah, we're sharing a mic right now.
Yeah, because we don't know how to do the other mic. I mean, you hit profile and then you fix it, except fixing it didn't work. So we're just huddling over the same microphone, which works too, I guess.
And so before we tune out, actually, we have to do our friend Anton Zamora. It was his birthday the other day. He sings opera. And this is his favorite song, so...
We have to wait for the ad.
This is dedicated to Anton.
All right. Oh, and Anton, by the way, it was his birthday October 20th. So happy birthday to Anton. Yeah. Happy 19th. This is for you.
Also, happy birthday to George de Jesus. It's her birthday today.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, George. Okay.
Sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Io sì lo so che sei con me, tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Mio sole, tu sei qui con me. Time to
right, that was Time to Say Goodbye. Hope you enjoyed that song. Now it's time for us to say goodbye. Thank you for listening to the Everything Show with Imaya
and Annika.
Just a reminder, this is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio Station. Hope you enjoy your day. Thanks again for tuning in.
Yay! Have a good day, guys.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of The Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving, because when I have a drink, that's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Carpet, there's lines that won't cross my skin. Hell, I'm tearing up another, cause I don't know where I've been. All my hopes, they were shattered, cause you sold me out again. Well, I'm bringing up another, it's too lonely where I've been. Don't let them shake you down. Shake you down. Well, there's colors on the border. All my love is paper thin. Hell, the love's it's in the corner, but it's coming up again. Well, the signs are pointing nowhere, and they shake just like the wind. Well, the fire's getting bigger. There's burns that mark my skin. Don't let them shake you down. Don't let them shake you down. Sun in, and my door's breaking free. Hell, the light, it's not the problem, it's the darkness surrounding me. Well, there's rubble in the kitchen, there's a garden in the hall. Well, I fall down where you left me, cause the devil's in my walls. Don't let them shake you down. Shake you down.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford. Within